USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The expected path of Hurricane Florence has changed a bit, according to the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, though in the end, it still says
we're looking at a potentially catastrophic situation.
That's the Forecasting Center's Ed Rappaport, who says the probable forecast path for Florence now shows the storm shifting towards the southern coast of North Carolina and the northern half of the South Carolina coast. And that whole area could get as many as 30 inches of rain, and that goes for coastal sections and inland.
Flooding in both places, storm surge at the coast, rainfall inland.
Landfall is probably a Cat 4 or 5 storm still expected late Thursday or early Friday morning. President Trump tweeting this morning that FEMA and first responders are fully prepared for the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Donald Trump Jr. saying he's not worried about going to jail because of the special counsel's Russia investigation. The younger Trump is being investigated because he took a 2016 meeting with a lawyer connected to the Kremlin to get incriminating information concerning Hillary Clinton. As this hurricane season has suddenly become quite active, officials in Puerto Rico are criticizing President Trump's comments that he made yesterday while warning people about Hurricane Florence. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
President Trump is touting the U.S. government's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico last year, calling it incredibly successful. But Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello is blasting back in a statement. Puerto Ricans lack certain inalienable rights enjoyed by our fellow Americans in the States. The historical relationship between Puerto Rico and Washington is unfair and un-American.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Five suspects will be arraigned today in the New Mexico compound case. All five indicted yesterday on firearms and conspiracy charges. The indictment claims they transported firearms and ammunition from Georgia to New Mexico in December to try to train 11 kids to carry out violent attacks on the government and other institutions. And a major wildfire continues to burn unchecked in Northern California. The Delta fire has burned over 53,000 acres. And that blaze north of Redding is still only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather, too, as parts of Northern California are now under a high wind warning through the late part of the day on Thursday. Apple will be announcing what's up and coming for its product line today at its fall event with CEO Tim Cook, who's expected to show off the latest updates to the iPhone X. For those who don't feel like forking over a grand for a pocket computer, the company expects to start rolling out some of its iPhone X features into lower-cost devices. There are also expected to be some minor updates to the Apple Watch and Apple AirPods. And some tennis umpires are reportedly talking about boycotting Serena Williams' matches after her behavior during the U.S. Open women's final. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.